These are the Barah Ministries announcements for March 17th, 2019. St. Paddy's Day, and a happy St. Paddy's Day to y'all. So a reminder, we are now on daylight savings time. So we're on at noon Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 Pacific for the next 6 months. So just a reminder for those of you who haven't quite clicked mentally into the daylight savings time. We don't change here in Arizona, so we are always Mountain Standard Time, but the rest of you all spring up, so have fun springing up. Prayers, please, for our accountant, Cheryl Tondrowski. She is going into surgery tomorrow, and Cheryl is a fantastic person. She's been my accountant for the last 800 years, I think. She's been my accountant forever. I talked to her this morning just to give her good wishes about tomorrow. I remember when I was a kid, my mom took me to Niagara Falls, and there's a cable car ride over the narrowest part of the falls. And, of course, my mom wasn't going to go on there with me, so she sent me on there by myself, and I was quite scared. And I remember there were a couple women from London, and they were looking at me, and they were wondering, is your mom here? No. And so the one lady reached out and took my hand, and she said, don't be scared, Joey, in that British accent. And so we're saying the same thing to you, Cheryl. Don't be scared. You're going to have a nice sleep when you wake up. All the cancer is going to be out of your body. And just know that your Barah Ministries family is praying for you and wishing you the absolute best. Prayers also for the family of Patricia Ellen Dowie, who went home to be with the Lord. She is the aunt of one of my best friends. And she happens to be Irish, so it'd be fitting to wish her family an easy time through the grief on St. Patrick's Day. But she was 100% Irish. She was my friend's aunt who had the sweaters at Christmas, you know, the ones with glitter or lights or something goofy. And she and her sister, which is my friend's mom, were very close. And so this is a hard time for the family to lose somebody. And so please keep them in your prayers, too. And then my insurance guy, Mike Gatta's wife, Bitsy, had a mild stroke. And so please keep Bitsy in your prayers as well. She is just a fabulous woman, and they've been married for 8 centuries, I think. And so both great people. Keep them in your prayers. And then keep the Barah Ministries family in prayer as well, because a lot of us are going through health issues. And so, you know, we take care of some of this in the prayer request group, but most of these health issue things go unspoken. So please keep the health of Barah Ministries family in your prayers. Mark your calendars. The next elders meeting is April 6, 2019, from 10 to 11:30. I think I had it wrong on my notes, huh? And you guys fixed it? Is that what happened? No? Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Oh, yeah, we got it right. So one of the things we talked about yesterday, among the many things we talked about, we kind of reviewed how we've done for first quarter as a ministry. And boy, this first quarter and last year's first quarter are dramatically different in the amount of projects that we have going and the amount of things that we have going on. So thank everybody here who's involved in that. One of the things that we want you to know is fellowship is really important. And so one of the reasons we come to church together is for fellowship. And we do that because Barah Ministries is a family. And so a lot of times, you know, the way the world is enculturating us, we think, well, you know, I just do it on the internet as it relates to lessons. Well, you can do that, but then we miss the fellowship. Or if there's a prayer circle afterwards, you know, you can run out the door if you want to, but your presence is really valued at things like that. And when we have go to the vets, you know, the family ought to go to the vets. And, you know, these are things that to you may just seem like inconveniences and pains in the butt, but that are really valuable just because you get to stand around and talk to people who are in the congregation and shoot the breeze and talk to them about all the things that you might not say otherwise. So please remember how important fellowship is. It's a critical part of being a Christian. Mark your calendars. The next Lord's Supper celebration will be April 14th. We always celebrate the Lord's Supper the second Sunday of every month, unless there's something strange that happens. And then we're going to celebrate it again at the conference so that our non-resident congregation gets a chance to celebrate the Lord's Supper with us. Fellowship brunch after Resurrection Sunday service on April 25th. This is one of those fellowship opportunities that we're talking about, so plan to stick around until noon if you can. And please bring someone to church. It makes your pastor feel good, and it'll make them feel good when they get the gospel message and realize how easy it is to be saved. The non-resident congregation homecoming is coming up April 26th to 28th. We're really excited about that. And again, plan to stick around non-resident congregation and visit the vets with us and make a vet feel good. So we'll be doing that at 2 o'clock on the Sunday, the 28th. And then Pastor Appreciation Day is on October 13th, 2019. Rick Stoddard asked yesterday in the elders meeting, when is the Congregation Appreciation Day? And I told him it's every Sunday from 9 to 10:30. Amen? Amen. All right. There's an app for that. So how do you use the app? What can you do with the app? You can download it at the Apple Store and at Google Play. And Larry Collins has volunteered to start a new series called One Thing You Can Do with the App. So every week he's going to send me one thing that we can do with the app. He didn't know he volunteered for this, but he did, and he's going to send me one thing we can do with the app, and then I'll tell you that so that you can have the Word of God at your disposal all the time. Grant Us the Funds is next. Our grant writer is at work. I met with him on Friday. We have finished our unsolicited grant proposal, and we're going to get 10 of those out in the next 2 weeks and then see what feedback we get. We picked some really good targets in the matrix for who we're going to send the grants to. There's one organization here in Phoenix that collects money from a lot of different sources and then distributes it. They've got over $200 million, and they're very predisposed to direct that money to companies in Arizona, nonprofits in Arizona. So if I'm a betting man, that's probably who's going to help us finance our building. And then we'll have prayer power right after the service. If you're in the resident congregation, join us for petitions and intercessions, so that we can bring God's supernatural power into our lives on the things that are most important to us. So those are the Broad Ministries announcements for March 17th, St. Paddy's Day, 2019.